I came from a very much like, you know, I sung in church. I was very religious. So like, I wasn't allowed to talk to boys until I was like 18 years old.
By who? Your parents?
Yeah, my mom. My mom was, I love you, mom.
That's like hardcore. That's really hardcore.
And like, my mom would like catch me talking to boys. And she'd be like, that's so bad. Like, you're punished.
Like, you're a huge whore because you're talking to this guy.
Any videos on like sites?
Oh yeah, for sure. There's leaks out there. Reddit guys, for the boys. Yeah,
for the boys. She's plugging the leaks. Leaks on Reddit. What are you gonna do?
They're gonna find them anyway. So
she's always been for the boys.
I love that.
Yeah, like, I'm
always looking out.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna like shame the boys for like my leaks. Remember, like, it's fine.
What started the permission thing?
Honestly, it kind of just like spawned out of some random TikTok I posted.
When I discovered her Twitter, I noticed like all like flood, thousands of thousands, like permission please, permission please. Mm. And then she responds back to like some of them like permission granted, and they like freak out and they love it. Pretty much saying like you have permission to jerk to me.
Yeah.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Victoria Snacky Chan.
Hey.
That's fun to say.
Is it?
Snacky Chan.
I know, right? It almost sounds like Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you got it from?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I was scrolling through Snap one day, and I opened the message, and someone's just like, oh, you're Snacky Chan. You're a snack. And I'm like, it was so corny, but I just thought I could make
it. What was the video? Were you, like, doing karate or something?
No, I wasn't even doing karate.
Oh, so someone just, like, caused a lot of people that, and then you just stole it.
I just stole it. I thought it was clever. Is it not clever?
No, it is. You know, when, clever. When did you take that username? Like when? Because I mean, you've done a million variations of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like a different account, a different.
Stop.
So, what? No, why is that stop? It's annoying. Bro,
that shit is traumatizing.
Getting taken down and shit.
Yeah, my second time. What? Second time.
I was telling, like, I was telling him because the Instagram. I was like, wait, what? I was like,
oh, hey. Yeah, you did.
I like wasn't following the account you were doing. I was like, wait, I didn't like unfollow her.
Just like disappeared one day on a casual like Tuesday afternoon.
Really?
No, yeah, no. That was crazy.
What? Why'd that happen?
I don't know. I honestly, let me just be real. I really feel like
that's why we're here. We're being real.
Yeah, like I'm just going to be real.
This is Victoria's first podcast. We keep it real over here.
Honestly, I feel like I just was targeted. That's like how I feel. Because it's like my second like account.
Like by Instagram.
Maybe. Like who has it out for me?
Or do
no,
you think
please.
Someone's like reporting you?
No, I know what happened. So apparently they sent mass reports on my account to get it suspended for impersonation.
Like not Instagram, like someone else did it.
Yeah, I didn't even get an email from Instagram, which is like the weird part. I swear.
Do you have an idea of who it is? Like an ex or something?
Yeah, I have an idea, but
you
I don't.
Think it's you don't say who it is. Okay, it's someone.
Man, honestly, I just feel that it was targeted, but I don't want to like hold resentment for it.
Like you did something to somebody, or they're just salty about something.
No, it's not even that. I just feel that like, you know, I'm not gonna like. I could be toxic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna say like I'm mm-hmm. not toxic. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like it's just a matter of just like, you know. What's that saying? There's a saying, tell me the quality of your relationships and I'll tell you the quality of your life. And it's just like, I rather just not hold the resentment. Like it happened.
Yeah.
And it was targeted. It's fucked up, but I'd rather just, like not speak on the situation or the person just like out of respect.
But yeah. And like if something bad happens to you, it's good to not let it like just be in your mind and talk. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like better
absolutely.
Off if there's nothing to do about it.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like,
you might as well not bitch about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. And like at the end of the day, like the sun comes up. So
yeah.
Like it's just, I don't know. At some point you have to like do what's right. Do you believe in like, okay, I know do you believe in like manifestation?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
I just like one of the strongest things I think in our world or life is like your human brain. Like we don't really understand it. Like I don't even really understand it either, but
yeah, it's
like
so
little
complex.
Things like placebo, like, you know what I mean? Like say someone's dying of cancer and doctors and all professionals are kind of like, they have like a week to live. I am on the side of do not tell them they have a week to live. Tell them they're looking good. You know what I mean? And then more often than not, when they do that, they live a lot longer than a week. Like they might end up like something might end up, or it, you know what I mean? Just cause I don't think anything's worse for you than if you're sick or dying or something and you know it and you give up. Like, you know what I mean? Part of it is like internally. So like, I just think the power of the brain, like when you manifest something and you put it into life every day and you really believe it and you're working at it, like that's how shit happens. And look, now you're in the world and you got the headphones on, you're in the zone.
Yeah.
Better or worse?
It's cool. It feels like meta. Like I'm on like a metaverse. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. If you're in the LA area, go to the Dispos and get the Zen gummies. They're so good.
Get you rocking.
Bro, it's like they're called Zen. If you're 420 friendly, get Zen gummies. They are so like they have you in the zone. Like
you're zened out.
I'm just zened out right now.
And so how long have you lived here? We used to be neighbors.
I know, man. I miss Miami.
Me and Snacky used to be neighbors in Brickell. God, best place in the world.
Best place in the world.
Better for work out here probably though.
Better for work out here, but I mean Miami's home base. Let's not like come on, Miami's
so
home.
So when was that officially?
That was like last year in May. I moved out here and it's cool. Do you like LA or Miami better?
What aspect? Like overall?
Overall.
I mean, I would have moved here a long time. Like it makes more sense for me to live here. I've never left I can't leave Miami. I love it.
Miami's
I love
the
people there. I love like how I love like geographically too. Like Brickell is so understandable and like it's big but small. Out here is like big, like a Call of Duty map. Like it's so far away. How long did it take you to drive here? At least 30 minutes.
Yeah, actually.
Anywhere else, like no matter where you are, at least 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, traffic here is terrible.
What area do you live in, if you don't?
Probably not going to say the area.
Like Santa Monica or like not like specifically, but.
Oh, okay. Like I live around like the, well, it's like a studio city.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's
a nice area.
But like, is like LA, LA is like small, right? Wouldn't you say? Or it's like, no. They have like massive. Different cities.
Like that's what's crazy. It's all considered like LA. Like, you know what I mean? Like studio city. Like
LA County is huge. And inside LA County, there's like different cities and stuff, but there's also like in LA different neighborhoods.
Really?
I think a lot of people get confused. Yeah,
I do. I don't even try to pretend. No,
LA's fucking huge though.
Are you from Cali?
No, I'm from Miami too.
Oh, you're from Miami?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Small, okay. But small.
Right.
We got the East Coast people over here. You're from Florida, aren't you from Orlando?
Yeah.
O-Town. What? Yeah. 407?
So actually, I used to live in Orlando. Like,
sick.
That was like my first, because I'm not even from Orlando. I'm actually I'm from like a smaller like town.
What's it? In Florida?
Yeah, in Florida. Oh, it's called Deltona.
Deltona,
like,
right?
Yeah. So like.
Not Daytona, Deltona. No,
Deltona.
Right. Oh, yeah. Very small city. Like it's just houses out there, but lots of land. There's like horses. I moved out to Orlando. I lived there for like 2 years and then like I moved to Miami and then Miami was just like, whoa, like this is big.
Yeah.
Big
you love city. It?
I love Miami.
Were you into, like explicit content before Miami, or did Miami do it to you?
So
adult content.
So like honestly, I've always, so a little bit about my background. I grew up very Christian, like I was like very much involved in the church,
Christian school, the whole nine years.
Yeah, Trinity Christian Academy.
Trinity Christian? Wait, in Palm Beach?
No, not in Palm Beach.
Which one? Oh, is there another one?
There was another one. Yeah,
in Deltona.
I think so, yeah. Trinity Christian Academy, TCA.
That's probably a common name, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, so I went there.
You got scared for a second.
You went to Christian school?
Yeah, I did. I went to Catholic school, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Catholic school,
I went to public school, but I went to church and, like, Sunday school and shit, like, often, like, a couple times
CCD?
A week. I was always in that shit. So, like, I didn't go to Catholic church, but pretty much different version of CCD, yeah.
Yeah, like, you had, like, you know, the religious. Well, anyways, I grew up in that, so I came from a very much, like, you know, I sung in church. I was very religious. So, like, I wasn't allowed to talk to boys until I was, like, 18 years old.
By who? Your parents?
Yeah, my mom. My mom was, I love you, Mom.
That's, like, hardcore.
Don't talk to boys until you're 18.
Bro, that's really hardcore. Bro.
And, like, my mom would, like, catch me talking to boys. And she'd be like, that's so bad. Like, you're punished.
Like, you're a huge whore because you're talking to this guy.
Maybe that's what did it. Was it, like, so obvious? Like, or not obvious. Like, so, like, extra that when you were out about, you were just, like, now I can do whatever I want.
No.
All charged up and ready to blow.
I wasn't allowed to go to house parties and, you know, middle school and high school. Yeah, like, I mean, I love you, Mom. You're the best. I love you. I love my mom, but.
Well, no, it's not like she was doing it, like, out of, like, you know, she.
Right.
To be honest, like, I wouldn't want my daughter to go to house parties and talking to boys and shit, but I guess I just kind of assume it has to happen. Like,
I think that a part of a person's development is allowing them to have experiences.
Yeah, allowing them to fuck up a little bit.
Exactly. Like, that's just life. And, you know, so basically I prefaced that with saying that I got into adult entertainment because I saw an opportunity and I decided to make an agenda and just stick to it.
Well, what was the opportunity? Like, well, someone reached out or something?
No, it's not that. I mean, I've always had like guys on my Snapchat. And I remember when I first saw the app, it was like back in 2019. This guy posted his Snapchat story trying to promote like these vlogs that he was doing. And it was with OnlyFans. And I decided to go and make an account and see what it was about. And I made one and I set like a subscription and I just shared my link on my Snapchat. Not expecting anyone to purchase it. And I remember getting like 10 subscriptions that day. I'm like, there's no fucking way. Like, people are actually paying for that. Like, no, but like, in not in a bad way. Not in a bad way, but like, I was just shook. I'm like, okay, that's crazy.
That you can make, you know, a like, living that way.
Essentially passive income.
Yeah.
So I was just, I saw it as passive income. So, you know.
You dove right in.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I've always been into... like,
so then that, and then that, you were still around Orlando at that time.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was actually like crazy as fuck. Like, didn't give a fuck.
So then you moved. What, you were going hard right away?
Well, not right away. I think it took me like,
how old were you when?
I think I was like 21.
So then you'd never talked to a boy until you were 18, and then 21 you were.
Yeah, 18 I had a boyfriend. And
so like the first boy you ever talked to,
no, got a boyfriend,
locked up immediately.
Nah, not the first boy, like, but no, like I have like my standards, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
so then the decision to move to Miami, was that career motivated? Were you like, this is where a lot of people do adult content, or you were just like, I want to live in Miami, or was it a mix?
So like when I was living in Orlando, I was just, you know, hustling and doing good for myself, and I realized, like, I was just doing the math, like I just got bored of Orlando. I'm like, well, like, I could live in Miami, like, if I wanted to, because like I was just like doing the math, and I'm like, okay, well, like, I feel like I'd be happy in Miami. So I just made the move to Miami, and because I didn't know it was like big and popular over there. Because I've never done like official collabs with people. Yeah. I'm not really into that. Mm-hmm. So I just moved out there and I went ham with like a boyfriend I had.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember, how did we get connected at first? Did I meet you in person, or was it like Instagram first?
No, I'm not going to lie. I think I just had Bumble downloaded or something.
Did we meet on Bumble?
I think so.
Really?
I don't know. Or like Instagram.
I don't remember. But I remember not knowing what you did or anything. Yeah, I just was like, oh, she's hot. Like,
you were just whatever, some random like Miami boy.
Yeah.
So.
And then I I followed you on Instagram for like a while. And then like one day, I like clicked on your Twitter link.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, all right, this is what she does.
That's crazy. That's nuts, man. I still see like the Forest video.
On
Twitter, yeah. Honestly, I'm not like, I love the Forest video. No, like that's probably like my best work is the Forest
video. What happened in the forest? Do you want to say?
I just, you know.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If you know, then you know.
No, you need to know. Mitch doesn't know.
It's all over Twitter. I feel like that's what I heard people about know it. Me for. It's, which is fucking nuts. Like,
is the one I'm thinking of? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like the gray. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Joey. Shut the fuck up.
Why didn't you show me?
But that was like, and then I was like, damn. Then I was like, I didn't know. And so then I'm like, oh shit, Snacky, whatever. Like
how confident. Was that experience for you? Like, but
I was shocked. Like, like I didn't know. I was like, just thought, like, I don't know. Yeah. I was like, you're hot. You go on Instagram, like you have following on Instagram, whatever. Was taught, like, liked your content, whatever. And then clicked your link one day. Because you can't do like porn on Instagram.
No, yeah.
And then I saw your Twitter and I was like, holy shit. And I kept scrolling and shit. Like, I'm like, oh shit. Like, you were in it. You were in it. Like, porn star.
Dude, yeah. Like, I was going to ham and I enjoyed it. Honestly, I did. It was fun. But then, I don't know. Like, after me and my ex, like, broke up, I was just like, like, okay, like, I'm just gonna like do me, like, yeah. I don't know, like, I didn't like care. So none of that anymore,
there's no,
like, yeah, no, not really, I don't really make that content anymore, I just, like, I'm more, like, it's kind of weird, like, my pipeline, because, like, I went from, like, being, like, full-blown Miami, like, porn star, and mm-hmm. now I, like, moved to LA, and I'm, like, doing fitness.
Yeah, so, I want to talk about that, so.
It's just weird pipeline for me, but I'm
not happy. Really. Why is that weird?
It's not weird, it's just, like, it's funny.
It's good. I think you're transitioning great. I think you're doing well. Yeah, like, you love you. Living out here in LA so far?
It's so sick. Oh, sorry. It's so sick. Have you been to, you've been to Malibu, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so beautiful out there.
Malibu's sick.
It's so beautiful. Sucks
everything. So, like, we want to go to Malibu right now, taking an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, like, not worth it.
You
like,
hate the traffic. That's your thing.
It's not,
with LA.
It's not even, I mean, I guess it's traffic too, but it's like, Miami's not like that at all. I want to be on South Beach from Brickell, 15, 20 minutes. I want to be in Fort Lauderdale, 25 minutes. I want to be in those are, like, far for Florida. Everything else is, like, right there, or Miami at least.
Yeah, that's true. So, I like the culture out here, though, more, like, the surfing, like, the surfers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the culture in Miami more.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't even like the beach here. It sucks. It's freezing cold.
What?
The water's freezing cold.
Oh, I love, bro. Would you surf? You should surf. You should try it.
I mean, yeah, I would try it.
It's fucking cold, though.
It's freezing cold. Yeah, in the water. Like, I'm probably not doing that
it's
in the ocean.
It's fucking freezing. Like, I have to wear
Miami
a
in the
wetsuit.
Summer, that shit is warm. It's like bath water. Yeah. I'm going to the ocean then.
I give it to Miami. They have the best beaches.
Tropical. Like, it's like borderline blue.
I know.
Like,
man.
Not yacht here. Days. Here, it's like dark and scary.
Like,
the beach. I'm saying the beach.
Oh, no. You know what, like, kind of looks
well,
like?
Well, also.
You know what actually looks like Gotham City? Like, no shade. What? No shade. DTLA, though.
Yeah, it's scary.
But
looking.
I fuck with. Yeah, it's scary looking, but I like. There's a couple fire ass restaurants there, but it reminds me of Gotham City.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I don't know.
Thousands and thousands of homeless people.
I know. It's fucking so sad.
Zoo culture.
Yes.
You've been running that spot lately.
Honestly, I love running that spot. It's crazy. I love zoo culture. It's so fun. They recently put like a mat in the corner and a boxing bag.
Yeah.
It's so sick.
I saw you've been getting in a little like, but you're boxing. I can't. Are you kicking too? Is it like Muay Thai? Or is it like?
Yeah. I started like practicing Muay Thai with my trainer just for fun because like I just got so bored of like doing cardio on the treadmill. It's so boring.
Fuck that.
Yeah, no, I feel like
you'd
a hamster.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the hardest shit to do.
It's so annoying. I just got bored of it, so I'm like, okay, well, I'll just like try boxing because I. Like, it burns calories, like, hella calories.
Crazy workout. Yeah. You feel so out of shape, you box for a little bit. You're, like out of breath more than anything else, probably.
It's such a mind thing, too.
Would you fight someone? Like, would you set up a fight, like, an event? Not, like, fight someone on the street, like...
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not on
like
the street.
Like, another creator, if the opportunity came?
Honestly, I'm not opposed to the idea. Like, if you would have asked me this last year, I would have been like, heck no, I'm just trying to do cardio. But the more that, you know, I get like external validation and internal validation with the sport. Mm-hmm. So I feel it's a waste of potential if I don't fight someone at this point, you know? So I'm open to the idea.
You'd fight someone?
I'm open to it. Yeah.
Anyone you would want to fight?
Call him out right now. Yeah, call him out.
Crazy. Seriously, anything off top, like if you that's any experience, crazy. Like someone you were like, you know what?
That bitch, like this chick can get
I'd
it.
Give it to her. Yeah.
that
one?
I don't have beef with anyone, no, but I feel like it'd only be fair for me to, you know, find a fair opponent. There's one, there's a one girl I have in mind, but I don't know.
So you have been thinking about it. You're like, maybe a fight. You don't want to say who?
No.
You could tell us.
Say who, and then
we'll take it out.
Yeah.
We just want to know.
I actually wouldn't put it on if you really didn't want
to. We
want
to know who you're sizing up.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Come on,
I gotta plead the fifth.
Really? You don't want to say
I gotta plead the fifth.
All right, after you have to tell me that because I'm interested.
Okay.
That's funny you have someone in your mind. I wanted to ask, did you, when you started to go to zoo culture, did you already know Brad or you just like, started going and you were just like linked up?
Yeah, it's so funny. I think I met Brad back in Miami because I lived in, you know, what building I used to live in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can say SLS. Yeah. Like, it was so freaking... Everyone was always there. Mm-hmm. So, I think I ended up meeting him at some point. So, I didn't really know him, but I knew of him, acquainted. Mm-hmm. But I've always, like... It's so funny, because, like, I used to watch Brad back in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, back
He's
in the day...
Forever.
dude, he's been around forever, and like the fitness industry has evolved so much, but I remember like OG fitness industry, and like it's just so sick. So yeah,
he was running it.
No, yeah, for sure. And he still is, which is like admirable, and like it's admirable in a sense.
But. You got like, you've been making content together or no? Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's really fun. Like, I really feel like a big part of like why I love LA is because of the fitness community out here. Honestly, it really does feel like a family, which is nice. It's like a, it's nice,
especially in a gym like that. Like, yeah, everyone's kind of, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
did you go to Boxer in Miami?
Oh yeah, have you?
I just joined.
Oh man,
cool. So I went a couple of times, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
join them and go.
You would love Boxer, like
it's a good time. I like it.
Yeah, and honestly, I just feel like when you can find like a good gym that you like, it's like it just, it means so much. Like it really is community. Yeah, honestly,
it is a bunch of cool people in there.
Yeah, like,
and everyone has their different vibe. Like not everyone's gym is the same. You know what I mean? Everyone, yeah, exactly. You gotta find your gym.
Right,
and it goes a long way. Then you look forward to going.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like the hangout,
and it's like you. It's a great way to like make connections, and it's also like, it's also sick because you can make content there and no one's judging you. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, that's cool also. Like, yeah. If I, like, work out of my building and I'm, like, taking videos or pictures or something in the gym, everyone's kind of like, this loser. In a gym like Boxer or Zoo Culture, yeah, everyone's doing it. They have this shit set up, like, while they're doing squats. Yeah. So it's like, all right, if they're doing that, I can take a mirror selfie. Like
pros and cons, pros and cons.
I can take a mirror selfie without getting judged. Like,
yeah. What's your everyday like? Like, what time? I know you're big on fitness. So, like, what's the wake up time? What's the morning routine? Is it always the same? Different?
So it's been different recently. So I'll give you my my old one and my new one. So my old one, before I started streaming, like pretty consistently, I would wake up pretty early. Like, I'd be in bed by like 8. Like, swear, be in bed by
you're still
8.
On that East Coast,
love it.
And like, yeah, at that, like in that schedule, I really was. I wake up at like 7 or something. I'll start my day really early.
For the week, I fucking wake up at 6 a.m. because like my body's programmed waking up at like 9 or something.
Isn't it like a cheat code though?
Yeah.
It's such a cheat code.
But then when you're here for like a week, then it.
But you also go to bed super late here too. Because you're still on East Coast.
Okay, so you wake. So what are you saying? You start.
My old routine. Okay, so I would wake up at like, actually like 5, 6. I'll go, I've like joined this really cool gym. It's called Brick House Boxing. Shout out Brick House Boxing, honestly. I've heard that. I love it. It's like a mini Boxer. You would love it, honestly.
I've seen it on videos. I've never been there.
It's sick. So I would go there early and like box, and then like I'd go to the gym, I'd film, and then like, you know, each sponsor that you have to like make certain deliverables. Mm-hmm. So like I'll just film my content deliverables and that was my day pretty much. Yeah. Content for OF, all that good stuff.
You're just making your own content or you do like photo shoots with somebody?
I make my, it's kind of both.
And you're still OnlyFans is there, right? You're not stopped the Twitter stuff kind of, but like.
I just stopped porn, but like I still have my OnlyFans just because like that's like something I want to do.
What?
Like
OnlyFans?
Yeah. Like why not? Like I'm young. It's not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. And that's capital that you can use to like fund businesses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like.
First
for
money I ever made, OnlyFans for sure.
Exactly. Like people like to talk shit on it, but like I'm going to be the first one to say like, I'll say this shamelessly, like, OnlyFans changed my fucking life. Like, I don't care what anyone says. I don't care about the fucking stigma. Fuck your stigma.
Yeah.
I'm going to be my fucking self. If you don't respect it, that's fine. But have the same level of respect that you would have for another human being. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, but honestly, like, in order to make money, you have to have the capital first. Like, if it takes money to make money. And I understood that from early age, honestly.
It does.
Dude, I would wake up, like, for middle school, like, I kid you not, I'd wake up at 4 a.m. every morning and like listen to like personal development videos straight on, like Jim Rohn.
School?
Yes. I was listening to, do you know Jim Rohn? Jim Rohn. He's fire. He's fire.
I'll check him out.
Yeah. I'd listen to Tony Robbins's, Les Brown, like every morning. I would literally force myself to listen like while getting ready. So I feel like I program myself to like.
Those only boys you could talk to.
Shut the fuck up. I'm dead. No, literally. But, yeah, I don't know.
Just like in middle school, you're just like motivating yourself, like you're like,
yeah,
just know you needed capital to make capital.
Yeah, I just knew. So
yeah, and I think it's a little refreshing. I don't know if you experience this or not, but like stigma of OnlyFans kind of gets less and less every year. Like as time goes by, it's kind of like when it first popped, that was like everyone's a porn star. Now yeah. it's like so many people are on it, and so there's so many different variations of type of content you can make.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like it used to be like brands wouldn't fuck with you if you had yeah. an OF fit. Now it's like
they don't fuck with you without one.
Yeah, now it's like good luck getting an influencer that doesn't have one, kind of like.
Yeah, that's pretty true. That's actually so true. Yeah. Yeah.
I was saying yeah. for reality shows too, like it used to be a question, like when I went on mine, I didn't have a following. Like yeah. I wouldn't have had an OnlyFans.
Right.
That's you have an OnlyFans. I'm like, no. They're like, okay, like we aren't casting people with OnlyFans. Nowadays, good luck getting a good reality TV show cast with nobody with OnlyFans. Like what?
Yeah. That's actually so true. Probably a bunch
of boring people on there.
It's so crazy to just discuss the pipeline of that website because it's changed the trajectory of the internet forever.
Forever. The old style of porn's out. And that was the number one grossing industry in the world.
Porn. That's crazy.
And now OnlyFans completely took that. Like all the traditional porn stars that just have their content out there for free are pissed right now because it's harder to capitalize on here. But I guess they just keep making new content.
Yeah. That's what it is. Sex mm-hmm. is always gonna sell, like no matter what.
Do you have any videos on like sites?
Oh yeah, for sure. There's leaks out there. Reddit guys for the Reddit? Boys. Yeah,
I like how she's plugging the leaks. Leaks on Reddit. Like, what are you gonna do?
They're gonna find them anyway. So
she's always been for the boys.
I love that.
Yeah, like she's
always looking out.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna like shame the boys for like my leaks. Remember, like it's fine.
Remember that like. It was like a Nelk thing you were like trying to do in Miami.
Oh my God, that's wild.
Talk about that. It's like, that's what I'm, like she's always for the boys.
Dude,
she's
I like, love oh my, it.
Like, I don't know what happened with it. Like, they were doing a, like, what was
oh
it?
Man, dude, that was so, I'm so happy I did that.
Yeah,
so.
Explain, give it the whole story. So
okay. So I was like, first of all, let me preface this with saying, like, I'm a Nelk fan. Nelk is fucking funny. Call fuck me a Glazer. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, Nelk is what? Hilarious.
They're lit.
There's so
God, I think so, Steiny's a loser, bro, but I like everyone
what?
Else.
Bro, don't say that about Steiny, nah, man. Steiny. What's wrong with Steiny?
They all moved there, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, that's fire.
They all just moved to Miami.
That's sick.
So he posted what?
So he posted that he was looking for a Nelk girl. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is just an opportunity for me to be just creative. Mm-hmm. So I literally got a yacht. I got a videographer, like mm-hmm. I threw a yacht party. I was just like, this is why I like on some MTV shit. Mm-hmm. On some MTV shit. It was so fun to make. I remember that like I think like a couple days later, he deleted the post. It was so funny. And then I had posted it on TikTok and it got like 2 million views of like people supporting me, people like saying fuck no, and it was just a funny experience.
What was the feedback? Like a mixture? People supporting and saying fuck
oh,
you?
Oh yeah, definitely. The
fuck you for what?
I don't know. I guess when someone is like, I feel confident enough or hold on. Like I don't know. Like I don't know why they say fuck me. Maybe they just don't like me.
Haters.
I don't know. No, it's okay. Like everyone has their opinion and perception of you. Like that's just how the world works. Like it'd be so boring if everyone had the same opinion and all agreed on something. Like,
yeah.
I kind of like when I get criticized. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's
like a bunch of yes men around you.
Yeah, exactly. You don't. And it's like good to see how people like perceive you and they're like, mm-hmm. it's interesting.
So Kyle responded like they were like, really? Like what was that?
He didn't respond to me.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Like
but
he saw it.
He did, but no, he didn't respond to the video itself, but this was on me. I had family in town. I had my mom and my little sister, mm-hmm. and I got a DM from him, and he was like inviting me to like go to like this cruise with them because they're like filming obviously a Nelk video, and it was literally the same day I launched like shorts mm-hmm. on my website. I made like this funny, like cool design of like me on like film and I just collaged it on shorts just for, you know, my like, you know, mm-hmm. I have the boys. But I just made that and I had just launched it and I just felt weird. Like I can't leave my mom. I can't leave my sister. I just launched these shorts. I'm like mm-hmm. shipping them all by hand. So I was like, fuck, like I can't. I passed up the opportunity. So
have you been with them since? Like you hang out with Brad and shit all the time? So you're with Bryce.
Yeah, that was
Bryce
fun.
Boy, you were chilling with them.
Man, they need to stop hating on Neon. That's so fucked up.
Neon?
Yeah.
Who's hating on him?
Literally, like, I don't know, like, while they were, like, while we were streaming, they were being really mean to him, and it was, like, getting to him, so I was, like, trying to look out for him.
Yeah. I feel like he gives it, though. He says some pretty fucked up shit. Like, he says...
Really?
Some,
I don't really watch his content like that.
Yeah, he says every, like, he says the N-word, he'll say, like...
Wait,
like,
really?
Yeah, what? You never, I, like, what? No. Never seen that shit?
I just met him so, like, on it's, the kinda, Zoo Culture like, event.
He talks hella shit.
Like, no, like, actually?
What?
It's okay.
Watch his episode of Raw Talk. Him and Brad Martin. He's really? like bro, you're like old and dude, like flaming, and Brad is just kind of like, bro, what? Like,
no way.
Yeah, you never seen any of Neon's content?
No,
he's like kind of an ass.
I just like okay, so like
you know Sam, you ever met Sam?
Yeah. So okay, so basically, I've seen Neon clips on Twitter, but mm-hmm. that's like the most yeah. I've seen. But I just met them through the Zoo Culture event,
mm-hmm.
and they seem like cool people. Sam was cool. Neon seemed cool, so
that's crazy. So
but yeah, I haven't really watched like full on videos of like his content. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched any of his streams, but
yeah,
I knew Sam. I've known Sam for a while now, like over a year. Like I met her out here, and then she moved to Florida.
Oh, really?
And I would like make content with like she lived in a creator house, kind of like you know Jack Doherty,
like a hype house or something.
In Fort Lauderdale though. You know who Jack Doherty is? He streams with Neon.
Yeah, I've seen his name on Twitter plenty. So
she lived with him, and I'd like. Go up there and hang out, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she started dating Neon, and she had a good following, whatever. And then yeah. like Neon, whatever. And she like
no way.
That was recent too, like within like 3 or 4 months or something.
Oh wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I wonder how that must feel to have like such a big like mm-hmm. change in that fast.
Do you think that's genuine? If you could take a guess.
What do you mean? What's genuine?
Them dating.
Oh, 1 second.
Yeah, take a sip before you answer that one.
Yo, Joey, fuck.
Sipping tea.
She needed a sip of the tea before she's spilling it.
Dude, is this like truth or drink? Can
I drink? Yeah, yeah, yo, no. You can drink, but you still got a truth.
Yo, no. Yo, that's crazy. Honestly. I cannot comment on a relationship that I'm not in. Like,
No. I'm not saying you know for sure. No, I'm just saying from outside looking in. Because you don't know them. Like,
I just don't like... It's just weird because...
You'd rather not assume because you don't know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I just feel...
I feel that. I was just trying to bait you.
I know you're trying to bait me, fucker. Fucking fucker. No, yeah. I get awkward in those situations because, like, dude, like... It's just weird. I can't make assumptions on people that I met, like, personally. You know, like, yeah. I just met them, like, a couple days ago. So, I feel like it's, like, fucked. Like, I don't mm-hmm. I don't know. That's their business. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I'm not.
I'd never met Neon. I don't know him. Sam's, like, a really nice, genuine girl.
Yeah,
like,
that's I can't what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
I mean.
For sure.
I'm sure there's career motivation. Like, if they said no to that, then it's clear cut lie. Like, it's okay to accept that and say there is career motivation. But you can also actually really like each other. Like.
Yeah, genuinely. I just feel like if you, like, not even talking about them, but, like, if, you know, you find someone that you feel you can add value to, like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, if they're adding value to each other, that's what's important. I feel like a lot of people just like to form, you know, their opinions. And, you know, that's just the price you pay of being, like, in the eye. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in the eye that much, like, I can only imagine, like, you're going to have to deal with, like, those narratives about you. And there's nothing that you can do about it. That's just... No. That's just, I'm sure you deal with that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like anybody that's in the internet.
People
think,
I'm sure when people meet you in real life, you're a lot different than what they were expecting.
Yeah. I get that all the time, but it's chill. Like,
that's a good thing. You like when people meet you and they're like, damn, you're way cooler than I thought. It's better than meeting the person like, oh shit, she's like worse. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. That's like, yeah.
I have a question for Mitch. You ever ask like for permission?
No.
To like, you never asked
to like
jerk,
like you need permission to like nut?
No.
Why? Like,
do you know?
No, like, you say, you I'm going to nut.
No, not like you ever ask, like, is it okay? Like so that's like a kink for people, like getting permission from somebody to nut. No. You never, is that weird? Like,
it's not weird. It's just not my, right? No. No.
Are you like, you're more like dominant? Okay. So he wouldn't be into that.
Depends on my mood. Sometimes I'll just kick back and
But no, I got some questions.
I don't ask.
You guys were questions? What started the permission thing?
Honestly, it kind of just like spawned out of some random TikTok I posted. I don't even remember what I was saying. It was like, I think it like went viral because my tone of voice was like, I was talking to a cult. All I remember was just like people commenting on like, yo, what the fuck kind of cult is this shit? And like, it just blew up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm going to like, I'm looking at the numbers. So I'm like, okay, well, if I get enough people commenting, please, can I have your permission? I'm just looking at the ratios. Like, that's pushing me up. That's like engagement. So I'm like, okay, let me like emulate that last TikTok. And it kind of spawned that way. Like I started just giving people permission and they would have to ask for permission. And that's kind of just how like, it was like a way of marketing myself.
Yeah.
Like in the industry.
That was one of the things, like, when I discovered her Twitter, I noticed, like, all, like, flood, thousands, like, permission, please. Mm. And then she responds back to, like, some of them, like, permission granted. And they, like, freak out, and they love it, and they, she's like, yeah, you can, like, she's pretty much saying, like, you have permission to jerk to me.
Yeah. You should get t-shirts or something. I don't know. Capitalize on that merch. Just right across the chest.
You should, actually. Permission. Should say permission. Permission. That's permission granted hilarious. Or something. Permission.
You got your own little like cult following. Definitely.
I gotta do it for the culture.
You should.
I will.
Do you think?
You hear it first.
We gotta do it before we steal it.
We're gonna do it for the culture. Hey! Yo! Let me work fast. I'm talking like right after the podcast. LA's fast, bro.
I'm from Miami. It's worse.
Bro, we gotta play like, yo, if you come to LA, you better get ready to play like a shark. It's crazy. Do you have anything to say about like LA culture? Like,
it's a lot different. I would say work for people. Like, I love coming out here. I love it. I think living out here would be a little like, this is a crazy way to describe it, but I don't know why this is the way I'm feeling. It's like kind of dehumanizing out here. Like, I don't know. Less like real people. Like less like I don't know. Like everything's kind of low key motivate. What, do you get what I'm saying or not? Like people are a little more real and like a lot.
It's like transactional.
I'm not saying not everybody, but I would say a lot more people want things out of you here, and then in Miami, which is like probably the next closest city to that. Like that in that way. Yeah. It's just a little less. Like you find a little bit more people that are just down to like chill.
Yeah. But that's the thing with Miami. I feel like that's why I had to move, because Miami's that
too much.
No, it's great. It's that good. Like it's so good. Like I love Miami.
But better out here for what you're doing.
Like, yeah, it's just better for work.
Because of what I just said. Because of everyone is down to like get something from. So it's a good and a bad thing, kind of.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I love it out here. If I wasn't gonna live in Miami, I'd live here. Definitely not like New York.
Oh, you wouldn't like New York?
Fuck no, not the city for sure.
It gets really cold out there.
Nah, I'm not down. Yeah, you're a Florida girl. You know, I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm over the snow. Like,
you're like, fuck the snow.
Fuck that shit.
You grew up in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved to Miami like 3 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, I remember I underestimated the cold once in New York, and I just remember my entire nose just frozen. It's actually kind of scary.
No thanks.
Being that cold.
I'm good on that. Yeah. And not even the weather. Just the city's a lot. It's like gross and like.
It just smells like hot garbage.
Oh, come on. Let's not do the New York slander. I'm going to be the one person to defend it in this room.
I think New York is cool, like in its own way. But I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You go out at night to the club and it's just like this smell of hot garbage just kind of wafts across your face.
Guys, like, I'm the one person to defend New York.
Like, it's because I feel like you really only compare like Miami, LA, and New York. Like if I was comparing Pittsburgh to New York, like New York's a lot fucking better. Like New York's a lot cooler.
But out of the big cities. Big cities? Okay. I see what you mean.
New York would be my last option they'd probably be the fourth out of the three.
Yeah, I can't lie. I love New York. I feel like New York's a great place if you need to like get out of your head and be reminded that there's just like a bigger world outside of your head. Because in New York, you have to be so present. Mm-hmm. There's no way of not being present in New York. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, here too, the crime is like worse here.
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
People are like breaking into cars. You got a story?
Something happened to you? What happened?
No, I'm just scared. It creeps me out. LA has a really like creepy ambiance, right? Like not to shit on, right? You feel that.
Like
it's scary.
And it's just, and I didn't, it was before I like really knew it was really bad out here. I didn't really know, but now everyone's always on edge here because even nice areas, people's houses get broken into, cars, but like you don't hear about that really in the nice areas. What do you mean? Are you serious? You never heard of that? Like you live out here. No. You don't see any of your friends. Like
no, one time I was like listening to this podcast, like her name's Winter. And she said that do you know the Whole Foods in DTLA?
Mm-hmm.
There was like a dead body found there. And like behind Zoo Culture, no, this is crazy. Literally behind Zoo Culture, this was like a month ago, like in November, I think. No, not even a month ago, but this was like in November. This guy pulled up in a Tesla next to the dumpster behind Zoo Culture, grabs it, and this is all in security footage. I watched it.
Real time?
Yes, I watched it. Someone showed it to me. Like, this, it was like behind Zoo Culture. Okay, no, don't put this. Don't put this.
What? The whole thing?
No. Actually, fuck it.
It was behind Zoo Culture. Not Brad's fault.
Yo, anyways. My point is, LA is scary because someone showed me that video and you can literally see him.
You didn't tell us what? Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so like he pulls up in a Tesla, mm-hmm. and he opens the trunk and he grabs a trash bag and he has to squat to like pick up the trash bag and throws it in the dumpster. The next morning, a hobo found it. It was a woman's dead body. So, yeah, that's just so, like, to I add got to caught what you for said. Sure. What?
That guy got caught? Like, if it was on security camera, they got his license plate or something, right?
I hope so. I hope he got caught. Dead body.
Like, you.
That's what I'm saying. That was my next question. I'm like, well, did we catch the guy? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's, I don't know.
See, Miami, they just dumped him in the ocean.
Yeah, no one can see. No, they found a body in the ocean in Malibu.
Recently?
I saw some shit on TikTok. I don't know if that's true then.
Probably.
On TikTok. I don't know. But yeah, they found like a dead. This was like back. In November, actually, they found
dying in November.
I don't know. It's dark. It's scary.
Yeah, no, the crime's like no joke out here.
No, yeah, it's crazy.
No joke.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself like steering, like closer to porn star or further away from porn star?
Oh,
man. In your career.
Further away, honestly. Mm-hmm. I just don't have a. Like, it was, don't get me wrong, making the content was very fun, but it's just not in the, I just follow what my body feels is right, and, like, I just don't feel like it's right for me, so it's just, like, not in the cards for me.
Yeah.
And, like, in a sense of just, like, me following, like, my frequency, like, I really believe in, like, alignment and all of that, so.
You ever get worried that content will, like, come back up in your life when you're, like, a wife and married and like have kids and shit?
No, I fully understood the consequences of going into this. So I'm fully prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. But yeah. this is the price I paid. This is what I chose to do. So mm-hmm. it's just like a lay in the bed that you made, but it doesn't have to be like some, it doesn't have to be bad. At the end of the day, like, I choose not to feel like I want to live a good life. I want to live in like a good frequency of energy. So I'm.
You want to have kids eventually?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just not something I think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just living life. Like, I'm being present.
Have you dated anyone out here yet? Like, no. Not at all. Nothing close.
Mm-mm.
No. You're good like that. You're very like. For somebody that works in like the sex world, you're very not
good at solo.
Like, you're very solo rider. Like, easy, I guess the word it. Like, you know, you're very specific. Like, you know what I mean? You're not just like out there. I feel like most girls in your lane aren't like that.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can only speak for myself, like mm-hmm. I said. So it's just always been. I've always been like a closed off person, especially in relationships. So it takes a lot for me to like want to even invest my energy. I feel like energy is so like limited. So I just, you have to really pick and choose who you invest your energy in. Like, I don't have that energy. And I've heard horror stories in the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that energy for that. I genuinely don't have the energy for that.
Yeah. I don't think I'd really want to find a significant other out here. Miami's pretty much just as hard, honestly, though.
You really? You think so?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's girls in Miami mostly are, like, used to this, like, free dinners, free tables, free bottles, presents, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really want someone like that.
What are you looking for in a partner?
I'm not looking for a partner.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, but if someone came, like, you'll know. And you, like, I think the worst state to be in is, like, I want a boyfriend or I'm looking for a girlfriend. Like, you right. know what I mean? It's, yeah. it should be more one of those that's things like you're open to it. And then when somebody that you think you could do it with comes along, like you try to figure it out. Not like I'm not looking for a girlfriend and you find, and you meet someone that's really cool and you're like anti, like not, I don't need a girlfriend right now. Or like, I do really want one. And the first one you do like, that's your girl. Like, you know what I mean?
I just feel like I don't want to shit on our generation or anything. And I love our generation, but
Gen Z.
I love it. And I just feel like if we were more like obsessed with our, and this is going to sound like, oh, you're just trying to be insulting, but I'm genuinely not. Like, pick up some fucking hobbies. Like, you don't have to be so obsessed with a person. Like,
yeah,
I feel like, and I'm not trying to say like, oh, you do, like, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying in general, speaking in general, like, I know people become obsessed with a person. It's like, just get a hobby that it's going to like make you like obsess over the fucking hobby. You know what I'm saying? And like the people that bring you, like the people that you meet through just simply wanting to do the things that you want to do, that you enjoy doing, is where you will find all that extra, like the relationships. That's where that, like, it's going to spawn. In
I
my opinion,
that's a quality that I think I look for when like maybe looking at someone as possibly like a partner is, like, do they have some shit going on? Are they busy? Like, you know what I mean? Because I think a lot of the world's problems come out of being bored. Like, boredom causes a lot of, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad with all the, you know, the scrolling and the cheap dopamine and all of that. I get it. Like,
that's when I think people get, people start to get in, like, lanes that they shouldn't be in when they get bored or they don't have anything going on in their life. I think you can tell, like, for the most part, when somebody's like, all right, dude, you're kind of like a loser. You don't have much going on. Like, I think anybody who's that obsessed with a person and that doesn't have any hobbies or anything that they're passionate about, I get it. That's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if you're just like, because then you start thinking the worst, or like, I don't know, then maybe your full-time job becomes your boyfriend or girlfriend. And then that is like not a spot you want to be in at all. You want to get married eventually?
It's just not something I think about. Like, I don't know.
I think the concept of marriage is weird.
It's it's to me, it is weird. Like, why do you think it's weird though?
I think it's like this it's like this man-made concept that like you need the government's permission to make your love with someone and your partnership with someone official.
Yeah. Do you think it's like capitalist? Like, it's just like a,
I think it definitely has something to do with like control a little bit.
Yeah.
Like it's like a, like your marriage document is like a pre-made, like unless you make your own prenup, like is like a pre-made general agreement that they give to everybody in the, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's like, do you need your permission? And then in my, like, I've seen a lot of divorce in my life. So like,
oh really?
I think that makes everything way more messy when you have to get legal with it. Whereas like if you're a boyfriend and girlfriend situation, you can kind of just leave. But if you have that contract thing, months and months in court, and that leads to a hatred towards each other.
I mean, I will say for the girlies, the fastest way for a woman to gain wealth is marriage.
So that's the reason why I think it's like a protection thing. Like,
yeah.
Well, not even more often than not, it's, I would say traditionally speaking, it's, man has more money than the woman they're marrying. So you need a contract to make sure when they end it, the woman is okay in her, in her life. I think we're kind of getting to a point where, like, I don't know, women are fucking making money. Like, you're making money. Like,
yeah, but I don't like it though. I don't like it because, like, you'll never catch me. And this is just me personally. Yeah. You'll never catch me like try to like flex or anything.
No.
I'm just simply just not like that. Like, I'm not that person. And I really do feel like because women are making money in this generation, the gender roles are all fucked up.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's fucked up. Like, that's why you'll never catch me like flex or try to flex. Cause like, it's just not in, it's not in the traits. Like, I don't want to, I think that's a masculine trait in my opinion. And like, I know some girls want to like, you know,
I think it's like not like I guess depends how you're flexing. Like,
yeah,
flexing's kind of like a non-masculine trait. Like, it almost looks like a compensating thing.
Really?
I don't know. Okay. Like, I think like we were kind of talking about earlier, like cities like here and Miami, like it's easy to get like, oh, fuck, I need to get a new car. Like, everyone around me has a new car. Like, I need to get a new, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's like, oh, okay, so now I'm up to speed with everyone. Whereas, like, I would think it's more attractive to me and, like, a little more of a turn on if someone doesn't think I have anything and they're still, like, you know what I mean? They just think I'm, they just like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, flexing doesn't get you anyone liking you. It gets people liking your stuff a little more, like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know.
No, yeah, I agree with that.
So give us some stuff. You have anything to plug recently? Any projects?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on getting leg warmers and workout shawls for my girlies.
Oh, wait.
What's a shawl?
Okay,
not
let me
like
actually
a shawl?
No, I'm actually going to Google this. Because okay.
Yeah.
Like,
and what leg warmers are like the 70 or what one was that?
When 80s,
were
they called? I think,
80s,
right?
80s. Yeah, you know, those are sick.
Yeah.
Bringing those back.
Work. You should do little sexy workout videos with them on.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
I love leg warmers, like to go to the gym. It's just so fun. It's cute. So, maybe and I'm always wearing them. So, huh?
Get some men leg warmers.
Wait, that'd be, I can see that. I feel like
break
fashion.
Get Brad in them. Get Brad wearing them. We'll sell them.
Shut up. Dude, that'd actually be so funny, like funny marketing. No, actually, I feel that fashion is kind of evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So
it always is.
Yeah, I can kind of see guys wearing leg warmers, which is funny.
Well, they tried to make, what
you
was
just
it?
Said our gender roles are all fucked up.
That's true.
What was it the onesie? What's it called? A male romper. When they tried to make that a thing, but it didn't really take off.
You have a, can I see a shawl?
No, okay, so that's not what I was talking about. So it's just basically, it's like a sleeve for your arms.
Is it a shawl?
Shawl, is that?
Like a shawl, yeah. I don't know exactly how you
like
spell
that.
It, but
yeah.
I thought it, there's an L in it. So it's like kind of a light sweater.
Yeah, it's kind of just sleeves. So you just like, there's sleeves for your arms. It's not a shirt though. And it's something that
shawl.
I've
shawl. We'll put the correct spelling of shawl up on the screen.
Shawls, that's it. What it is.
I think so,
see,
yeah.
You said it was
said,
a shawl.
I was like, is it shawl? You were like, she was like, no, it says shawl.
It's been, yeah, you spelled it S-H-A-W.
A shawl is like a little blank, like,
not, no, shawl. It's not a blanket. It's just like, it kind of is, but it's like basically just sleeves for your arms for
so
my
like
workout
sleeves,
girlies.
Like the leg sleeves, but for your arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you would wear it over something, right?
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like workout material.
One of these coming out. Are you in the beginning stages?
I'm in the beginning stages of it. Mm-hmm. It's something that I like have in my head, but I'm really excited.
Does it have a name?
Snacks. Yeah.
You've always been good with the merch. I rock your sweatsuit. I hope. Was I one of the first ones
my
to get
trackies,
the sweatsuit?
Yeah, you were actually the first one. Like, yeah. I remember. It was
we never shot in it, right? Like, I was supposed to. We never set it up.
I don't think we shot
it. I was like, yeah,
it.
I'll shoot in it for you. I don't think we ever did.
No. But, I mean, I'm just happy you like it.
Yeah, how do I buy the next merch?
Well,
are
if
you
you're interested
right
in like, no, I'm not.
The sweatsuits and shit are in?
No, yeah, my trackies are still in stock, and I want to get rid of them. So if you use code snacks50, you get 50% off the trackies. Like, they gotta go.
I'm a tracksuit bandit.
Yeah,
I love sweatpants.
No, I love the trackies
and hoodies.
Yeah, no, I love them so much.
Holy shit.
And yeah, I just like want to get more into just fitness and more of who I am. I want to be creative and like, I love my trackies, but I feel like I can like create some really cool shit for all like my fitness girlies.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Well, I don't know about you. I'm looking forward to the permission T-shirt. I'm
oh
looking forward
God.
To the permission
I work
line.
On that, like tonight, you guys are.
That's good. She's writing it down. She's writing it down.
No, I gotta work, like get that ball rolling like immediately.
I'll wear that shirt.
That's amazing.
We'll sell that shirt on this show.
All right. Permission. So at which account do you want to promote? The one you're on right now?
Yeah, I'll promote the one I'm all right, on
right
so
now. At
it's at Snacks Sexual. I don't know which camera to look at.
This is you.
Okay. Dude, I feel like, by the way, this was my first interview, so if I'm a little awkward, that's why.
Nah,
no, you did great.
Yeah. You're smooth.
Thank you. Yeah, Snacks Sexual. S-N-A-X and then sexual.
That's all? Wait, which one is it?
That's
the,
for
those
Instagram.
Instagram? Okay,
yeah.
Give us the OnlyFans.
OnlyFans is Snaxy Chan. My old Instagram, rest in peace. I hope I get it back.
You will manifest.
Yeah, I will get it back, actually.
Twitter?
Twitter is a real black cat. Let me just verify that, honestly.
Yeah. We'll put it at the bottom of the screen, too.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just send it to you guys.
Do you have Snapchat?
Snapchat is Snapchat. Waxy.
And I need one more code. Your raw gear code.
Meow. And Civil and EHP Labs.
Is it? Wait, what is the raw gear code?
Meow.
Meow?
Yeah, M-E-O-W.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
You're probably one of his top. Are you? You sell the shit, right?
I love rock gear. Their shorts are so cute.
I know. You make good content for it.
Yeah, but like girl, no, get the no. I'm serious. Get the rock gear shorts. They're fucking
makes that booty pop.
Makes the booty pop. I kid you not. Like
you're good. Your booty will pop in sweatpants. You're all right.
No, they're so flattering.
Snacky Jam.
Thank you for coming so much.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.